Does he have any family? She asked, dreading the answer. She didn't want to know that he had been a father, a grandfather, a beloved husband. Kovac shook his head. Not close, in any sense of the word. A grown daughter in Portland, Oregon, who hasn't bothered to return any of the lieutenant's calls. An elderly uncle in very poor health in a rest home. The uncle owns a cabin out on one of the smaller lakes. Looks like that's where Stan based himself after he split town. The property and the pickup were registered to Walter Dempsey, the uncle. What a sad, strange little man Stan Dempsey had been. Alone, invisible to most people, even to those who should have been close to him. The job was all he had, wasn't it? She said.
Honey, the job is all I have, but I don't go around disfiguring people, Kovac said. Could someone have reached out to Stan over the years, tried to bring him out of his shell? I suppose so. Hell, I could have tried, and I didn't. But he was a grown man. His life was what he made it, right down to how it ended.
He didn't put the knife in my hand, Carrie said softly. Kovac hooked a finger beneath her chin and made her look up at him.
No. He put you in a situation where you had to use it, he said quietly.
He stared into her eyes, his face the portrait of a good and honorable man.
Carrie, I would give anything if I could turn the clock back. If I could have gotten to the scene 5 minutes sooner and spared you having to wrestle with this. 'Cause I'll tell you what, if I'd seen him threatening you, I would have blown his ass off the planet, and I wouldn't lose a lot of sleep over it.
Carrie gave a little half laugh. I don't know what this says about me, but that's the sweetest thing anyone has said to me in a long time. He smiled back at her, touched her cheek, and said,
My pleasure. I'm gonna leave you alone now and let you get some rest. And don't argue with me. You're staying overnight.
Yes, sir.
He didn't move from the bed. He didn't take his eyes off her. He shook his head a little. I owe you an apology.
For what?
For the way I behaved at the beginning of this. I was a jerk. I was judging you without having all the facts, making assumptions. I'm sorry.
Not so easy being the judge, is it? She said.
No. Turned out I was very wrong about you, he said. You are one brave lady, Carrie Moore.
No, Carrie said. I was terrified.
I should hope so. If you weren't, I'd be scared of you, he said. But that's what bravery is. To be afraid and do what you have to do anyway. You can't have courage without fear.
The door swung open and the doctor walked in. Kovac eased away from the bed.
I'll see you in the morning, he said. But if you need me, call me. I'll be here before you can hang up the phone.
You're a good man, Sam Kovac, Carrie said. A good man. A strong man. A man of his word. The world could have done with a few more Sam Kovacs in it.
He blushed a little at the compliment, his mouth crooking up on one side, then slipped out the door.